When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday Girl.
Hey, I know her. This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
I could just do this thing without Cody.
Do you want to just go and start?
Fuck that guy.
Let's do it. Yeah, we're rolling. You can say whatever you want right now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sup, guys. Cody is not here this week. I'm taking over the Insanely Chill pod. It's just me. So, yeah, I mean, he was supposed to be here, but I guess he was like running a marathon or something. I don't know, whatever he does.
Honestly, I prefer it this way.
But yes! It's just me.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Hey, man. Good to see you, man.
I was just doing it by myself. And yeah, I'm good.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
we good. Are rolling, right? Yeah.
Never mind.
Take it away. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, fuck off, dude. Get out of here. So, I don't know how to do this.
don't you do your own podcast?
No, man. No, it's not me. Stunt double.
Well, now I'm nervous.
Yeah, you should be.
Fuck.
Okay. I said a bunch of crazy shit before you got here. Yeah. It was fucked.
Cancelable shit?
Yeah. Well, for you.
Yeah. I am Cody. And here's my favorite slur.
So you do have a favorite one.
I was saying that's what you were saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Which means you would have a favorite one as me, which is bad.
True. That's even more messed up that I picked your favorite
that's
slur.
That's messed up.
Yeah. We don't have any slurs. Mm-mm. I have a least favorite one.
Yeah. They're all of them.
Yes.
Tied.
Yeah,
they're all tied.
They're all tied.
For last.
Yeah. We can start over.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Insanely Chill. Thank you for watching another episode. I always do that now. I always do the outro. I just did the outro speak. Why do I do that?
I guess we're done.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, give us a review on Spotify. Hit like on this video if you vibe with this episode or this guest. Who is another highly, highly requested guest on this show. Yes.
Nice. Okay, cool.
And I've been looking forward to this for a while. I'm glad you reached out.
Yeah. I was mirroring your body.
Are you still trying to be me?
Yeah. I'm just for later. I don't know.
Who's the guest? Is it me?
I don't know.
I'm Curtis Connor, the guest of today's episode.
I'll be my own person, I guess. I'm Curtis. Thanks for having me.
Curtis Connor.
Good to see you.
Comedian, YouTuber extraordinaire. You just filmed a special?
I did, yeah. I just filmed a special. My first one.
And it's coming out?
Nah.
So, okay, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, I filmed
How was it. Filming it, though?
Really expensive. I filmed my very first, my debut comedy special. I filmed it in June at the iconic Danforth Music Hall in Toronto, Ontario. Mm-hmm. And I filmed it June 3rd, I think. And it's coming out on November 10th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's the first time where it's like perfectly split down the middle where I'm like excited and nervous. Because usually one thing will like outweigh the other, but this one is like equally nerve-wracking, but also exciting.
But like you've seen the cut and you like how it's turning out.
Yeah. That was like the coolest part was like not have because like we had like a whole production team, obviously.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to like worry about editing, which
is
great.
Yeah.
And then literally like the first cut they did, I was like, okay, cool, let's put it out right now.
Oh really?
This looks awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's
I feel like that's rare for productions of any type.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like normally you watch the first cut and you're like, oh my God.
Damn. Okay.
Really?
Damn.
So
I
that's
guess I'm
awesome.
Just hilarious.
Yeah. I'm that good.
Yeah. I think it was just
my rough cut is your final cut.
I think I was just like, I've never like seen anything like that of. You're right.
I just got a haircut, so it's like hair pouring out of my head right now.
I went up to see you in the office up there, and I left being like, oh my God, I have Cody hair on my sleeves and shit. It's all over me, too.
Balding live.
I have this new thing where I get a haircut right before I do a show, and I might stop doing it because it is, like, you know, hair is like the herpes of your head.
Hairpes.
Hairpes.
You're wearing a hairpes.
I have a hairpes.
So what were you saying? Sorry.
What was I saying? I don't know.
About
the I was just thinking, yeah, because like when I'm, if I feel like I did like a fucking like 6 months of tour where it was like the only time I'd see myself on stage was like I was getting tagged in like an Instagram story and I was like, that's okay, that's what I look like. But then when he was like seven like really nice cameras like doing the whole show, I'm like, okay, it looks sick. So
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
I cool. had like, and it's like, I don't even, like, what notes could I even have? I'm like, oh, yeah. I should change that joke. It's like, it's too late.
Well, how many did you film?
Two. Yeah, we did
okay.
two. Yeah.
So did you ever, like, look at something and you're like, oh, that didn't land as much as the second night, so let's replace?
Yeah, okay, yeah, true, I guess so. There was, like, one or two that we swapped out because the first show was, like, I don't even think I remember that show. I was, like, so fucking nervous because it was, like...
Because they were filming it?
Yeah. And it was, like, it took everything in my body to, like... Because there was, like... I think seven cameras and one was like on a huge fucking like arm. And so it took me everything not to be like,
not to play directly into the camera. It'd be so funny to do your special.
Like not looking at the audience, just looking at the jib the whole time.
Like a YouTube video, yeah. Staring at the barrel lens the whole time, not acknowledging the audience. No,
stopping before your punchline and being like, what camera should I play to right now?
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, the show takes like 3 hours. Yeah, so it was like, that was just like so nerve-wracking when I walked out there and it was like, I just kept looking at every single, I don't know, it was really overwhelming. But the second one, I was like a little more relaxed as I like already did one.
Yeah.
And I had like two or three glasses of wine at that point. So I was like, I'm chilling. I'm
oh, fine. Nice.
Yeah, it was like the best.
Couple Xanax.
Yeah, you know. Prozac, Adderall. I was
the
fucked.
Second one I was speaking in cursive.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It was not fun.
Yeah. So I'm wondering like why, so you didn't film anything before that? Like not even, you know, in this age of clips for stand up.
Yeah.
Like you never filmed any even on a phone?
No.
Really?
No, I have
so
this
you don't
like
do that?
Not really. I was like, I had this like weird thing in my head where I was like, I don't wanna, because I feel like my show especially was like, it's like super scripted. Like I'm not going out there being like, so what do you do?
Yeah.
Look at this guy's shirt.
Yeah. Of course your name is Tyler. The fuck?
That works every time.
Yeah, you just say their name. Yeah.
And yeah. What's your name? Tyler?
Tyler.
Tyler.
See?
Kill him.
Sorry, see, that works on me, dude.
Kill him.
Get him.
Kill everyone. Fucking beat the shit out of that guy.
That's literally how it goes. It do be like that. So
seriously,
like,
though, the name Tyler does fucking suck.
Yeah, it does fucking, it sucks. Yeah, that's the worst slur. It's Tyler.
That's number one, man. And then all the rest are tied for
last. Tied for, yeah. Yeah, I was just like, I didn't want to put any of my material out like on like TikTok or anything. I just wanted to make sure like when I did put it out, I was like proud of it and it was something that was like, because a lot of time it's like, it's going to be people's first time like seeing what I do on stage because I've like, I feel like I've kept it like
pretty low key.
Yeah. So I
was
figured.
By design? Because you're like, I want people to buy tickets.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I feel like it was just, I wanted to keep it like separate in a way until I was like fully ready to like show people what it's like. But
and it's going on YouTube.
No,
oh,
actually,
it's not.
No,
where's it going?
I produced it like independently. I like funded it myself, so it's mine. I own it, which is cool. So I can sort of
that's
like
awesome.
Yeah. So I can just like do whatever I want with it. So I'm releasing it. Like independently on my website, so people can just go
oh,
to
like,
my website and just like buy a ticket to watch it when it premieres on the 10th.
So, oh, sick.
Yeah.
So it'll be like a live ticketed live stream.
Yeah.
And then afterwards you can get it on demand or whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you hope to just like make the money back and then some, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. As if I break even, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's super cool. Because compared to like a YouTube video, it was fucking a lot of money. So, yeah. Because usually YouTube videos are free to make. So when you do like production with like crew and like lighting and stage design, it's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know what it's like. It's fucking a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It adds up pretty quick.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm just, because I'm shooting like a lot of music videos right now, and it's just like you see the budget, and then you're like, I just know I'll never see this money again. And at least like with yours, you'll hopefully make it back, which you will definitely.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, but you will.
Yeah. Hopefully.
The music is just like you light it on fire and it just, that's it. You know?
Yeah.
Which is not fun. But when you see the final product, you're like, oh, I'm proud of this.
Right.
Still.
Right. I mean, like you're creatively fulfilled, but like.
Like a little bit.
Cost a couple bags.
But then you're like, I know. Then you're like, I really wish I had that $200,000.
Yeah.
Is that what you spent on the Bop It video? No. Jesus.
I'm kidding.
Dude.
That one was like $180,000. No, that one was nowhere close. That was, I'll tell you how much that one was, 10 grand. And that is cheap for a music video. That's extremely cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, that's still a fuck ton of money.
It seemed like you got a lot out of the 10 grand, though. It seemed like pretty high quality.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They just know how to get like a lot of footage, which I like.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a pretty small crew, like pretty bare bones, but we were just like running gun, you know? Mm-hmm. So
guerrilla style.
Yeah. There was one of the guys was actually in a gorilla suit.
Oh yeah. So that's how
literally.
It, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't know what gorilla style meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full on silver.
Did you not Google
gorilla,
it before
right?
You came?
Just said gorilla style.
I just guessed.
Throwing his shit at you and stuff. Yeah.
Don't throw shit at my face.
You said gorilla style, dude. How the fuck do I know? That's crazy.
Yeah, man. So how are things? How's LA been treating you?
It's good. I've been here for 4 hours. So
really?
Yeah.
So you just got here and this is the first thing you're doing?
Yeah.
You eat or anything?
Yeah. I got to, my flight was at 8:50 Eastern.
Okay.
And
wait, a.m.?
No, p.m.
I thought it might have been a red eye.
Can someone fact check him on that?
Yeah, 8:50 a.m.
It was
Eastern.
A red eye. I went the opposite way.
We're usually, actually in Germany.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people go west.
Yeah, yeah.
You should try
going the other way.
Yeah. You see a lot more.
The scenic view. Yeah. The scenic route.
Takes way longer. Yeah. Way more money.
Yeah, it's way more expensive.
Yeah. But it's just like a music video.
Yeah.
You're never going to get the money back, but
it's
at least
not,
you hit it.
Exactly. Right? It's not the destination. It's the journey.
It's the journey.
That counts.
Yeah.
Everyone says that.
Yeah, I was going gorilla mode on that plane. Yeah, they handed me the menu. They're like, we got the omelet. We got the French toast. And I was like, just bananas.
If you say bananas. Yeah. If you say bananas, I was going to. Yeah, getting through TSA in a gorilla suit is pretty tough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
They don't fuck with that at all.
Oh, no.
Do you think you could? Do you think that's possible?
What?
Get through TSA in like a suit,
in
like
full,
full costume.
I mean, I'm sure like flying on Halloween, people are probably.
You think people dress up on Halloween at the airport?
I've definitely seen people dressed up at the airport before.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, why the fuck would you do that?
In what
You're
world?
Making everyone nervous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like in what world would you have to like take a plane somewhere and go directly to like a Halloween party? Like you don't have like a hotel or anything or like anywhere to change.
Are you judging that person's
absolutely.
Life?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because
yeah, absolutely.
That could be a scenario.
Yeah.
And the next time you're in that scenario, you're going to be like, why did I talk shit about this?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm never going to be in that scenario.
It'd be so funny.
If I ever have to go
in like
right
3 years, you're texting some friend, like, dude, the party got moved up to 6.
Yeah.
But my flight lands at 5. You're going to have to come straight here.
Yeah, dude.
Should I put my outfit on in the airport?
Yeah,
dude.
I shouldn't have dressed like a stick of dynamite this year. This was so stupid.
Oh my god.
But no, my flight was okay. I had a lot of food to eat. I had a Kit Kat bar on the way here. Actually, before I got on, I got recognized by a really cool guy, which is always nice. When like mm-hmm. a cool person is yes. like, I fuck with your stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them are not.
Usually the Tylers.
Hey man, I'm Tyler.
Yeah, yeah. Just the Tylers. I mean, they all
yeah, get like the suck. Fuck out of here. Man. No, I'm just kidding. He had like really cool pants on. It was a whole thing. But he said he it was like right before we were boarding, and he was like, "Dude, I just found out." I'll try to like say what he said exactly. He was like, "I just found you last month, dude. I've been dive bombing your content."
As you were boarding?
As we were boarding.
No.
He said were dive. I was like, "Thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean? I've never heard anyone use that term. Why are you using
what
it
term?
Right?
Dive bombing?
Yeah. The thing I do?
Oh, it's just because you've been blowing up recently.
No. You're the bomb, bro. Yeah, that was a crazy start, but I made it. It's all good.
Dude, I have a gun on me.
What? Okay. Will you sign my rifle?
What does that have to do with it? I'm on the no-fly list, man.
This motherfucker's not real.
Yeah, I wish she was on the plane.
Yeah, I know, man.
You think she's allowed? She's probably on the no-fly list for sure. Right?
No, there was a video that we watched like later, like a month later or something like that, of someone filming her in the airport again.
Oh, damn.
And she's like waiting to board. So I think she's fine.
Okay.
But then again, it's like, is that really her?
Right. Is she's not real.
She's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she was taken by the people that, you know, she knows too much.
Yeah.
All yeah, that shit. It's just... Yeah, that seems to be the running narrative on TikTok.
If
which
you
is
saw her, you'd have
awesome.
To like walk up and be like, "So he's real? Is
yeah.
everyone real?
Yeah, what did you see?
What did you see? Tell me.
Yeah, what's who going? Was it?
I'm not gonna tell anyone.
I saw. Did you see that TikTok of the dude who like claimed to be the person that she was yelling at?
I did see that.
He had like a bunch of face tattoos or something.
Oh, maybe.
Or maybe he was trying to like.
No, he was sitting beside the hood guy in the hoodie or whatever.
Maybe I dreamt that. I don't know.
Yeah, but there was real people on your plane that you flew today. No.
Oh, no. I made a fuss about it. I'll have you know I made quite the fuss.
These motherfuckers aren't real. Is it a bunch of mannequins?
Yeah. They still put me in handcuffs. Yes, they are.
He knows too much.
Why are they? Do they buy tickets? They buy
funny,
plane
like, we
tickets?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That'd
AI
be
generated
funny.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
They are not real.
Adobe hooked up TMG Studios, a couple of AI
yeah,
generated.
For everyone listening right now, we don't actually have producers. It's AI
mm-hmm.
that runs the show. We've synthesized Kenny and Ryan's voice. We fired them a long time ago. Synthesized their voices.
They're sitting at home now, jobless.
Mm. I didn't get paid at all, and I signed away my voice rights immediately. I'm
that's
regretting
one of the
that
things that we require yeah. when you get employed here.
You sign away your voice rights. Yeah,
just sign right here. It's standard stuff. Yeah.
Large language model made out of your voice.
Yeah. Ignore that paragraph.
Do I have to sign that? Or?
No, we're getting it all right now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, this is. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so the episode that comes out won't be this one.
No.
This is just training the
model. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Okay. Well, you're ahead of the curve, I guess.
Yeah. Good no. Job. Yeah. Yeah. Good we're paving the way mm-hmm. of the podcast deck.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
I do kind of think it would be cool at some point to have a system where you could like not read ads because like you could train. I think we could do it right now.
Probably.
But I mean, like then, like ethically, it's like. You know, you could just like load in what, like a company could just load in whatever copy they want and make you say it.
Yeah, it sounds like a dream, to be honest.
For them, for sure, but not for us.
Oh, yeah.
We listen to the final cut and we're like,
yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. If we couldn't approve it, then yeah. I love popping my pussy for MeUndies.
What ad is that for?
I
love pop.
I don't know. Could be anything.
For MeUndies. dude, I'm rock hard for HelloFresh.
I mean, that's not even a lie, dude.
I know I am.
I actually am, though.
I do cook that shit pretty regularly.
Yeah, I fucking love HelloFresh.
It's nice because this is not sponsored, by the way. Actually, is this sponsored by HelloFresh?
We have a ton of ads today, and none of them are HelloFresh. So.
Okay, well, maybe we shouldn't get too far into it, but
damn,
yeah.
I do like organically endorsing a product sometimes.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And HelloFresh like has made me a better chef.
Yes.
That sounded so fucking scripted.
Like, how can I say that like not in a scripted way? Because
I know,
I don't
tough.
Know, but that
literally
wasn't
like
it.
Okay, one of the things is the use of zest in things.
Yeah, yeah.
And how that can like
you
punch
can
up a dish.
Zest half the lemon or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
They fucking taught me that.
You never knew zest before that.
I mean, I'm not fucking Gordon Ramsay.
True. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ask an average cook what zest.
True.
I bet most of them will be like,
that's
the smell
true.
Of something.
I guess I'm so like I've been so HelloFresh pilled the last like 3 years.
Exactly.
So I'm a zest connoisseur.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, it's just cool that they deliver like just food right to your door. It's like it's pre-portioned too. It's like. Less,
I mean,
food,
I mean,
less food waste.
Dude,
sorry.
Honestly, like that's why it's America's number one meal kit.
All right, now we've got Harry's Razors.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill. You get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes. Fuck, I mean, I just got a haircut, but I feel like I should have shaved. All right, moving on. How is married life? Congrats,
it's
by
great.
The way.
Thank you.
I saw you also just had a wedding.
Yeah,
recently in your hometown,
Jenna's hometown.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it wasn't in Canada.
It was in Canada.
Oh, she's also from Canada, right?
Yeah,
right.
Canada isn't one town, Cody.
No, I know.
You're from there.
I'm also from there.
Yeah, you should know that.
I forget what city, but I'm from Canada. I know that for sure.
It's so long ago.
So you guys aren't from the same town?
No, we're not.
What's the town that she's from?
She is from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
And you're from Toronto.
Hamilton.
Hamilton, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I don't like saying it, but I am from Hamilton, unfortunately.
And where did you get married in Italy?
It was just outside of Florence.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just south of Florence.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. It was like, I think about it like every day. It was so pretty.
Yeah.
And like food was insane. That's like the main thing we talk about a lot. It was like the food was like, I wanted to like cry. It was so good.
Yeah.
Just the food out there in general is insane. But it was awesome. It was like super small. It was like just like an elopement with like some close buddies and stuff. We had Danny, Laura, his wife, my friends, Jacob and Dean. My friend Jacob, he did like officiated, I guess.
Nice.
He was like I forget the name of it, but it was really nice. It was beautiful. It was like the best day of my life. Tied for the second wedding. Best day. Two best days of my life.
Okay.
Yeah. What'd you think I was saying?
I thought you were talking about slurs again. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. The best. Okay, no,
how do those compare to the slurs?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
It's tough to compare.
No, that's fucking awesome. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, mine was definitely the best day of my life, too. They say that, and then you experience it, and you're like, this is a joy that I just have not felt before, like having all the people that you loved right there,
mm-hmm.
and they're giving speeches about you, and they're complimenting you, and you look good, you know. It's very vain, but you know,
but it's like, you know, it's
no, it was incredible. I mean, just I don't know,
it's amazing. It's like, you're right. It's like you never. I didn't think I was gonna like cry, but I was fucking crying.
Oh
yeah, yeah, I couldn't help
like
it,
like a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
And how's married life treating you?
Great. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean,
anything new?
We're married. Yeah. Not much. We've been dating for like it was like 7-8 years before we like got married. So it was like nothing really, like we had a house together and stuff.
Yeah.
So like nothing really changed too much. But, you know, it is pretty badass saying like my wife.
Yeah.
Not Borat style, but.
I think it's cool again to do the Borat stuff.
To do Borat?
I do.
Okay. All right. I'll say that again.
Yeah.
I think it is pretty badass to be able to.
Sorry, I stepped on your line a little bit there.
Go ahead. I think it is.
Coughed.
Yeah. All right, man. Shut up, man.
Ready and action.
Okay. I think it is pretty badass to be able to say, my wife.
That was more Italian.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
that was Florence Curtis right there.
My hairpiece.
Yeah, that's, we got married in Italy, so I guess I'm, like, my Borat is now Italian. Yeah. But yeah, that's it's been great.
So did you find, like, I went to a wedding recently in Sicily last month, and I did find it funny, like, the way that Italians comprehend, like, time and, like, deadlines and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, as in, the wedding was still being set up about, like, 10 minutes before the ceremony started.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did you find any? And they were, like, not stressed at all. And all the people, all the guests were like, what's going on? They're like, we'll get it done, no worries. And they did.
Damn.
But it was in, like, the nick of time. It was like,
yeah, because
it was impressively close.
That's crazy. I mean, it makes sense. They probably were all, like, napping for a couple hours before it actually started, like, setting up or something. Yeah. I mean, this bolognese before I get over
exactly.
there or something.
Or, like, Noelle was telling me, like, you know, like, the caterer or, like, the way they answer emails is, like, very, or everything's, like, very handshake. Nothing's, like, official. It was like, yeah, we'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
The and caterers were like, we'll be there.
You just gotta pray to God.
And then they were like, please fucking show up.
Yeah.
No contract, no nothing.
Yeah.
Did you find the same thing?
Yeah, I think so. It was like, because we also planned it like really quickly. It was probably like, I think like 6 months probably, or less probably, to like plan the actual whole thing. So it was like right down pretty much to the wire. It was like the day before we were like, fucking, I hope this happens.
Yeah.
We're not just getting fucking pranked or something. Yeah. Even when we showed up to like the, because we rented like this like villa for it. And it was like, even when we showed up, they were like nobody was like meeting us. And I'm like, did we just get fucking, I just got God. Did I just get
That's
God?
That's what I'm saying. It felt the same.
Yeah.
But then I guess, everything was fine.
Yeah. Because they're like trustworthy, good people
there,
I guess. Yeah. Over here, it's absolutely. Like you are like expecting to get scammed, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, it was definitely the same. It was a lot of like last minute stuff going on, but guerrilla style, if you will. But but it worked out. It was great. It was like, it was the best. It was so pretty. And
then did you do your honeymoon like right after?
Well, that was the thing. It was weird because like it was in Florence, like right outside of Florence, and we had like 4 days after, and then we all went to the Amalfi Coast after. That's where I met Jeff Goldblum.
Oh fuck! I just was on a plane with him.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Last month.
Was he real?
He couldn't tell for sure. Honestly, he looked like way too fucking cool.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So it might have been some sort of hologram. I don't know. But the
he
dude
was pretty cool.
He was wearing these big ass like Prada shoes.
Were they like? Did they look like Crocs or something?
Not Crocs. Okay. They were like huge. They would look like Docs, but like platform Prada shoes.
Oh shit. Damn.
They were crazy. And then cool. He had this dope shirt on and a crazy hat. And he came on the plane and we were sitting right there and I was like just looking at him or whatever. And he was like, hey, how you doing? And then sat down right beside me.
Whoa.
So I got to fucking stare at him the whole time.
Damn.
Did you talk to him?
Like, no. Talk to him?
Yeah, hey,
what
Jeff
am I gonna say?
Goldblum, I don't know.
Yeah,
I loved you in Cats and Dogs.
I don't even know what that is.
Cats and Dogs, the movie?
Yeah.
I've never.
You fuck with Cats and Dogs?
I don't know movies, man. I'm the wrong person for any sort of reference.
It's like his most famous movie.
No, well, Jurassic Park is his most famous movie.
Cats
well, there you
and
go.
Dogs.
You could have said that.
Yeah, you know movies then.
That's one. The one thing I know, and then I also know he's like a jazz musician, right?
Oh, I didn't.
It sounds
know
like you could have talked about a lot with Jeff Goldblum.
Okay, yeah,
that's Cats and Dogs,
dude. So what's it like being in movies?
Yeah.
Or what's playing jazz like, dude?
Yeah. What's it? Yeah, you could.
He'd be like good and good conversation.
Yeah, he would have been like, "You play jazz?
Yeah, you like jazz?
You like? Oh, I see. Pitch it so like I don't know he plays jazz. Just like,
yeah,
just
sure.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Yo, by the way, Jeff, like, do you fuck with jazz at all?
Yeah.
I was just listening to this crazy jazz record, so I just his own music. It's his own.
Damn, this like underground shit I just found.
Yeah.
Man. All right.
I am a fucking bitch when it comes to like talking to cool people. Like literally yesterday, Kelsey and I in the morning, we were in a group of must have been like 60 people max. And Dwayne Wade and Kerry Washington did a talk in front of us together. And they were sitting right in front of us in the audience. So after the talk, they came back. And then like there was a break, so everyone stood up. Like we could have easily just taken five steps forward and been like, "Wow, that was a great talk." Mm-hmm. But I get like bashful and embarrassed, and yeah. I can't do it.
I'm the same, yeah. I just don't want to be like weird, and then them to be like, "The fuck was up with that guy?"
But even then, it's like, so what? They're gonna forget about you, and then
yeah,
like...
true, yeah. I guess. Yeah, but in my brain, I'm like, they're going to never forget that, yeah. And they're going to tell all their friends about it, and they're going to hate me, and then
yeah.
And then it'll come back to me.
There's a small chance.
For sure, yeah. You know? Yeah, that's true.
There's also a small chance you guys all become best friends. We talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, best friends with Dwayne
See, that's
Wade.
Kelsey's perspective. She's right. Like, there is a small chance that we charm the pants off them.
Right.
And I know she could do that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Right.
Dude, you could like, why would they like me?
Wade? What? For sure.
You could charm the pants off of Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, you
could
take his pants off.
Yeah, you could take Dwayne Wade's pants off.
Dwayne. So dunk dunks.
So dunk dunks. Yeah.
Dunks. Your three-pointers is my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more of a three-pointer guy.
Yeah.
More of an inbounding.
Inbound. Rebound.
More of an inbounding motherfucker.
Rebound. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basketball fans all over.
I know a lot of them.
Dude, you're on the Miami Heat, right? Is that yeah. what it was? Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Never been to Miami.
You ever just...
Is it quarters or periods or what are you guys working
yeah,
with?
What you got a halftime show, Super Bowl or some shit. What's going on?
Well, did you talk to Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, I did.
He sang to you, right? I saw your IG post.
Yeah, he sang to me. Mm-hmm. It
Wait,
was pretty
wow,
cool.
What really? Did he sing for yeah. you?
All right. Here's what happened. So we're in Norano, it was called.
Okay.
So I'm blowing up his spot. I'm so sorry, Jeff. But we were in Norano at this like random restaurant. It was just me and Jenna. All our other friends were like off somewhere else. They were going back to the Airbnb. And then we were just like sitting, waiting for our drinks. And then this was so fucking crazy because I was sitting across from Jenna. And then Jenna like was like just looking over my shoulder and staring at someone. And I was like, who are you looking at? This is our honeymoon. He's looking at me.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
like, sorry, it's a really hot girl.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Get the fuck out of the way, man. There's like a tan over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And an Italy tan, too.
She's like, God damn.
No. It was, well, I mean, Jeff Goldman's he's a pretty hot guy.
Hot.
Yeah. But I was like, who the fuck is she looking at? So I turned around and it was like through the glass, like window, like through glass, like door out to the patio was like, Jeff Goldblum's face, and he was like staring at Jenna being like, hello. And then he like, I don't know why, I don't know. And okay. I not to my knowledge, okay. They don't know each other. And then he just like walked over to our table and was like, hello, how you guys doing? And he, where are you from? It was the craziest thing. Cause it was a dream scenario for me and Jenna. Cause like we didn't have to be like, hey,
yeah,
what's
that's
up?
Amazing.
That's like
that
if Dwayne Wade went up to you and Kelsey.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. How'd you guys like my talk?
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. It was like a dream come true.
You guys want to talk about YouTube?
Yeah.
So it was like
crazy.
He just like, yeah, I guess he could tell that we knew who he was, I guess. And then he just like walked up to us and was like, where are you from? And then we're from Toronto, Canada. And he's like, my wife is from Toronto, Canada. Let me go get her. And then he like went and got his wife. And then we like
what?
Talked to them for like 10 minutes at this like restaurant. It was fucking crazy. And then when we left, like,
what'd you talk about?
We just talked about like Toronto and stuff. And then we said that we liked, I didn't mention cats and dogs because I got nervous.
There you go.
And it's also like such a deep cut that it would be like so weird if I brought it up too.
Yeah,
it's like a movie from like 2001. Like,
for, why do you know that weirdo?
I don't even remember.
All right, fucking weirdo. Get off my dick.
So we just talked. Yeah, we just shot the shit for a while, and then he went to eat, and then he like said goodbye when he left, and just like strolled down the beach. It was fucking. It was. It's like we literally talked to like a ghost. Like it didn't seem like it was a real guy.
What was he doing there?
Just hanging out.
Like just like vacation?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he had crazy shoes on. So that lines up.
Yeah. What, did the rest of his fit, was he?
There you go. There he is.
He's presenting
Dude,
you in the photo.
His fashion is so good.
Yeah. He's got good long legs.
Yeah. Huh. I mean.
That guy could dunk on Dwayne Wade.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He could.
What is a dunk again?
I think that's when you know when you stand you
Dunker?
Like
is it
front flip and throw the ball in?
Oh, okay, like slam ball.
Yeah.
You ever play Dwayne? You ever play slam ball?
Fuck with slam ball. I think you'd be.
I always
really
thought like
good.
Basketball was like basketball was cool, but like kind of needed a trampoline.
It needs like 9 trampolines. Yeah. Slam ball came back, didn't it?
Yeah,
it did. Yeah, I was
back
just
in a big way.
It, like,
you were
last month. Yeah, it was on like it was. One of my friends is like really into sports. And it was like one of those days during the fall that like just there's no sports on, and or like one of those weekends. And we were sitting there. Yeah, dude.
One of those weekends.
Dude, fuck that
you
shit.
Mean hell on earth.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, no thanks. So he turned on ESPN and slam ball was on, and we were like, oh, fuck, slam okay, ball's cool. back. We kick our feet up. We're like, this is actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, slam ball is like. It's like a 6-year-old dreamt it up.
Yeah. I know.
It shouldn't
know.
Be real.
Yeah. I know. I feel like it's going to go away again pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because, okay.
We don't deserve slam ball 24/7.
Yeah.
We can't have that all.
Have you ever watched, like, more than 5 seconds of it?
Nope.
It gets very old, yeah. very fast.
True.
It's a horrible thing to watch.
It's awesome.
It's much worse than basketball.
All right. Damn. What
it's
do you
awesome as a concept.
Why do you think it's worse than basketball?
Because it's just like,
no
once
strategy.
You see one person dunk, it's not as cool as you would make it in. Like, in your head, you're like, wait, basketball trampolines. Like, they're probably doing flips.
Right.
Barrel rolls. Mm-hmm. You know, jumping over each other. They don't.
Right.
It's just boing, boing. They get blocked. And then it's like, oh, okay, boing, boing. It's just, yeah. It's boring.
Yeah, they should make it so, like, you get more points if you do, like, crazy flips. Like, if you do 2 flips, that's two more points you
yes.
get.
Yes, yes, exactly.
You can have like some crazy bastard go for like 10 flips yep. and fucking break his neck
yep.
or something.
And introduce more basketballs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
there's yeah.
multiple ones One... and weapons.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like boogie bombs and stuff from Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah. It would be cool if you could like sabotage other people's jumps.
Yeah, like from the crowd.
Like someone jumps up and you could, as an audience member, you could run in and push their legs and they're like, ah.
You can like throw shit at them or something.
Yeah. And then also put it on a massive platform. So if they fall off, it's like Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They die.
Explode, yeah.
Yeah.
Put crocodiles down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
Yeah, that's the new Super Slam Ball.
Yeah.
Who can we take this to?
We should cut. Yeah, we should cut this out because I feel like this is a really good idea.
Yeah. Someone's going to fucking steal this shit. Shark Tank, we got to go on there. Mark Cuban can get in on this.
Did you ever watch American Gladiators?
I used to watch like the old one when it was on.
It just made me think of like, because they had that rocket.
Oh, the
that,
tennis ball shooter. Yeah. Yeah, that thing was awesome.
That was awesome.
Did you ever watch MXC?
Oh,
yeah.
That was called? Remember
yeah,
that
yeah,
shit?
Yeah. That was on Spike TV.
Yes, it was.
Back in the day, yeah.
God, that was a fantastic
In like 2004 or 5 or some shit, yeah.
How's Canada, dude? I haven't been back in a little bit. You guys holding it down?
We miss you a lot. There's like missing posters everywhere with your face on it. Can't find you.
I'm on every milk carton.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking weird.
Damn.
It's all right, yeah. It's cool. I like it. It's nice, you know. It's close to my family and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
good. I miss my family.
Yeah, you don't see them anymore?
No, I do. I actually do see them pretty often, but I do good. Like, my sister now lives like 5 minutes from my parents.
Oh, okay.
And I'm kind of jealous of that.
Yeah, that
because
sucks.
Because they hang out all the time. And
yeah.
Now that I'm older, it's like I want to be with my parents a lot.
For sure. Yeah, even my sister, like I live like an hour away from my parents and even that feels like far as hell, but my sister is like also 5 minutes from your parents, so she goes over there.
How old is your sister?
She is...
that's a weird question to ask, but I'm just wondering because my sister is... She's about to have a baby, so I'm just wondering if you're...
Okay.
Is she hot, by the way?
No, he had a funny joke. You had a funny joke that I think went over most of our heads.
Wait, what did you say?
It's okay. It's not funny. It's
what did you say?
I just said, my sister also lives 5 minutes from your parents. So she's over there all the time. And I'm jealous.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was distracted by asking you how old your sister is.
The room is silent. Yeah.
You guys caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an excellent comedy taste over in this corner, so don't worry about us.
It just filters through AI. So.
My robots over there got me. Now, my sister's 3 years older than me, and I'm 29, so that's 32.
Okay. She have kids?
No.
Cool.
No. Sorry.
I'm about to be an uncle, so I wanted to know like maybe if you had any experience in that realm.
Right.
Or...
Yeah. You're also gonna be more than an uncle, I think, too, right?
Yes, and I'm gonna be a father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And
super stoked for you, dude. That's thanks, awesome. Man. Are you excited?
I am. I'm like thrilled. Lot to do before the due date.
Mm-hmm.
Like we haven't started on the nursery yet or anything like that. So we're a little bit stressed, but
yeah. You could just and then gorilla style, you know, just last minute, just fucking throw it together.
First thing he sees is his parents in gorilla outfits. Welcome, welcome to the world.
It's a beautiful.
You're
baby.
A monkey.
It's a beautiful baby gorilla.
We're gonna start doing like we're gonna do like prenatal classes.
Yeah.
So that should be fun. I have no idea what that entails, but oh, yeah. We're gonna go to a class.
Is that Lamaze? What is that? What's Lamaze class?
Like breathing Lamaze. Techniques.
Somebody, because
when...
Jamie, pull that up.
Lamaze. I believe it's breathing techniques for when they're
for
having
when
a baby.
Prego, right?
Yeah, when you're ready to have the baby.
Lamaze. Live Maz.
Live Maz.
Live Maz.
I got Live Maz class. Let's just Taco Bell.
My wife's going to Lamaze. I'm going to Live Maz.
Taco Bell
fun,
kids.
Baby.
That's so fucking dumb, dude. They should fucking use that
yeah,
for a
should.
Commercial.
Yeah,
I'm going to Live Maz.
Have fun, babe. I'll be at Taco
Honey,
Bell.
Honey, we got to go to Lamaze class. And she shows up at Taco Bell. He's like, she said Live Maz class.
She said Live Maz.
And then after five burritos, I'm having a baby of my own.
Free idea, Taco Bell.
I'm giving birth in here, honey. Okay, conscious breathing technique that focuses on slow, deep breaths. Okay. Yeah, Lamaze.
So, yeah, maybe we're going to this. I think we're going to do like the infant CPR one and shit.
Smart.
But it is kind of funny. Like, I just feel like I'm going to driver's ed or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like an evening class that's like, you know, like, you know, not a prerequisite. Or it's like a... what's the word?
Optional, I guess.
Yeah, for like gym or whatever.
Oh, it's like
yeah.
Elective
sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Right.
For life, but it's elective for life.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Cody, what's your involvement during these classes? Do you have to like breathe along with her, or what are you doing?
I don't know.
This?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have no idea.
Damn. You're like a hype man, I guess.
Yeah.
All the dads are like...
It's important for the dads to stand there and support the wife verbally.
Yeah.
Fucking go!
Eating a burrito. Hey, yeah. Live Maz!
Live Maz!
W mom.
Just be mom.
W mom. Yo, W mom's in here.
Big dub.
All the other moms, you're chirping them.
Yeah,
L mom.
L breathing technique.
I was gonna say rizzing them up.
Yeah. 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 Rizzing up your wife. Okay, so you just gotta like rub their shoulders.
Yeah. You're like spotting them.
That's
while they breathe. Yeah.
Is this seriously what it is?
I think
am I gonna be sitting there on my knees,
I
just like
so.
Yeah. You're doing so wonderful, honey?
Yeah. Make sure to complain about how much your knees hurt. Too. That'll make her feel really good.
Yeah, exactly. This fucking sucks for me.
This is hard on my body.
Yeah, yeah. You don't understand. Okay, this shit is hard.
Okay, you don't have to be on your knees the whole time.
Yeah,
you can sort of like spoon them.
So you're like a seatbelt, I guess.
Yeah.
I have something that I'm thinking about. This is from left field. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But I was reminded of it when you said the word prank for some reason. Because I just watched this video of Paris Hilton getting pranked somewhere in the Middle East. Have you seen this before?
Sorry.
Luke, do you know what I'm talking about, Luke?
Wait, what?
Okay, so it's like Paris Hilton prank plane crash.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is this like punked or something?
This is punked, but in
Rama's in control is what it's called.
Yeah. So what country did this take place in? She went somewhere else, like India or in the Middle East somewhere, and this was in Dubai, and she got like it's like their version of punked.
Okay.
But they just took it like way too far.
It seems like it. Jesus. Okay.
And they put her in. They made her think that she was in the middle of a plane crash.
All right, that's hilarious.
I mean,
it's a great, hilarious, harmless prank.
Play with volume.
Prankster. TMZ
reports
the craziest part.
While promoting
she's
a
crying,
hotel
she's
Dubai,
bawling her eyes out. And wait, pause it. The craziest part is one of the guys is wearing like a parachute, but like underneath a suit or something like that. And at one point, the door opens and he gets sucked out of the plane.
no.
She's like, ah! Like just screaming.
So this is like a real plane they're on?
Yes.
I thought it was like a prop plane or something. Oh my God.
Oh my, I think
so
that's
the guy.
So is
everybody in the plane in on it?
Yes, except for her.
There's a couple articles, one from LA Times that says she may have been in on it as well.
There's no shot you're getting on a plane that has a one that opens up like a fucking army plane.
I mean, but like, look at her at the end. Fast forward to the end. Because they do it. She does like an interview with the... maybe this is the original video, but she does an interview with the original person. And he's like, we got you, right? And she's like, just completely scarred.
Just puke all over.
Yeah. You got me.
Yeah, you got me, I guess.
You got me, all right.
Where's Ashton?
Yeah.
What the hell? What? So this was for like a television show.
There's a couple articles.
Is this the only prank?
She might have been in on the prank. Like she.
Whoa, that's good acting.
Oh, okay.
Which, yeah, great acting.
Yeah, pretty good job.
Yeah,
I believe
okay.
It.
So maybe we have to give some props to her then.
Yeah,
for real. Yeah, shut up, Paris. W
Paris Hilton.
W Paris Hilton. W prank.
W prank.
Damn. That better not happen right now.
Hey, did you get
we both get
surprised. We're just in a plane right now.
It's a
this
prank
whole
on the
time.
Audience. Speaking
what
of
do you
things,
think this is for.
That's great. In the same area of things that are very real, we have new footage of Bigfoot.
Oh, did you see this?
Okay, so I saw something about this. People were like, "So Bigfoot is real? What?
Yeah,
yeah.
There he is.
No way.
Yeah.
Damn."
This is like actually good footage.
Where did they film this from?
Someone was on a train.
A plane.
I can't read.
A Durango train to Silverton, cutting through the San Juan National Forest.
Imagine that going through TSA security.
I was going to say. No. Could be a guy in a gorilla suit.
That's a gorilla suit. That's what I was going to say. Gorilla marketing.
Yeah. He's on his way to a Halloween party right now.
He had to walk. He couldn't get on the plane.
He got off at the wrong stop. God damn it.
Yeah. I got.
Is that at the Burbank airport?
That's the Uber driver to the Halloween party. Yeah. The sign that says other gorilla. Wait, that's other you? Gorilla. Okay. Damn, that's crazy. I mean, it looks kind of real, but also at the same time, it could also be a guy in a suit. And so, and be like, I'm gonna walk across this field and you film me from the train and it'd be like real. You could like easily fake this.
Yeah. Does look way too human. The way he's moving.
Yeah.
Like, can we just live in a world where that's real though? Like what? That's
that
fucking
could
awesome.
Be that would be crazy.
I know, I do want to believe it.
I also thought Bigfoot was in like Washington. I always thought he was in like Washington State. I thought he was like he moves around a lot. Okay, never mind. I don't know.
Or no, there's multiple.
Oh,
a big feet, if you will.
Like what are the if this thing does is big? Yeah, big thigh.
Big thigh.
Big thigh. If they're
you know what they say about big feet too. Bro's hanging meat. Let me see Bigfoot's cock, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
I found Bigfoot's dick. That'd be
I like to call him Big Dog. You know?
Big Dog.
See, what's he doing here? I think he's taking a shit.
Just going down. Just
sending
a little tired.
Sending a dick pic or something.
That's why he got off the train. He's like, I really got to shit. The bathroom's locked.
Oh, there's a heat sightings? Map of Bigfoot population?
Yeah, because if this is real, like, what are the odds there's only one? There's probably, it's a species, right?
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
I listened to one podcast episode. I listened to, like, a paranormal podcast called Otherworld. It's really good. But they did an episode about this dude give an interview about, like, he went to, like, some forest in, like, fucking Idaho. Like, on the east side. So I don't know where it was. But it was, like... somewhere there, and he had like this crazy experience where it was like several Bigfoot type entities that like appeared and stuff and were like talking to him through like his mind and shit. It was fucking crazy. So who knows, man? Could be a guy
in
a suit.
Travel in packs?
I guess so. Yeah, like
maybe they were like migrating or something.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, maybe, but solo dolo over there. The guy's just
Dolo, that guy's
yeah. That guy's a lone wolf. He's an alpha.
Seriously.
Sigma Bigfoot.
Our illustrator his name is Jim. He goes on Bigfoot retreats, like to go search for Bigfoot.
What?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, Jim went for a long weekend and like went hiking and stuff to go look for Bigfoot.
Did he find him?
I don't believe so.
That's got to be.
That's got to be like the same sort of feeling as like slots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I listen to that and I'm like, well, you got to know you're not going to see him. What are the odds are so low? But then sit in front of a slot machine for hours on end and play and shit.
Yeah, true.
That because I love just the chance.
Yeah. Right. They're cryptid gambling out there.
And if you don't go,
right,
you'll never
hit. Yeah.
If you don't gamble, you'll never
win big.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So
you're not
going to
win by not going.
You're always one trip away from seeing Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Potentially seeing Bigfoot.
Why not you?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on out. Yeah, we should start hosting these retreats. Big money for that.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, what was that fucking... I saw a meme about gambling. It was so funny.
Is it the guy with a pickaxe and he's like, he's given up and there's diamonds just beyond
that? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
To keep gambling. Yeah.
I do like the sentiment that like, you can only ever lose as much as you have. But the winnings are infinite.
Yeah.
Every time I read that, it makes you chuckle.
We got to put one of those warnings at the end of this. If you have a gambling problem,
yeah.
Good job. Yeah. That's every, the one.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Keep
gambling.
Yeah. Almost made it.
Curtis, are you a gambler?
Not really. I mean, if I'm in a place where and everyone's going to the casino, then I will become one. But
yeah.
My merch guy is a fucking gambler, though.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out my merch guy Andrew. But Jesus Christ!
Like when you're on tour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he seeks out the casinos.
Yeah. He's like, and it sucks, dude. The worst part about his like gambling is that like he always fucking wins.
Really?
So it's like I can't even be like mad at him for it because he just like one night he'll be like, yo, I just bet on a fucking UFC, I'm up like 3K. And you're like, well, how? How do you do that every time? He's like never in the red. He's always fucking cashing out. He like went to some random bar in like Cincinnati and like there was a slot machine there. He won like $700. And like
this sounds like we're endorsing. It sounds like we're doing what we did with HelloFresh, but with gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, my friend, like it's crazy. He's always hitting.
It's crazy. And that's why and steak is number one. No, I don't endorse gambling.
Sign up for DraftKings.
No, I'm not a good gambler because I'm the opposite. I always lose. But something about that dude, he's a lucky guy. So good for him, I guess. But don't gamble. Don't do it.
I don't know. I think your luck's going to change.
I knew you were going to hold that position.
All right. What are we doing after this? We're going to the casino.
Cody's got Lamaze class after this.
Yeah.
Do you just do like slots when you're at the casino?
Yeah, I do everything.
Okay, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah,
spread your seeds.
Yeah, I'm just like good at everything.
Yeah,
every game.
Yeah,
you know?
It's crazy. Just a gamer. It's a gamer
exactly.
Like that. Yeah.
So, with stand up, sorry to switch back to this. Now I forgot to ask you. Like, are you gonna just continue to do YouTube and stand up forever, or is the goal to like move off YouTube and just perform at some point?
Yeah, I don't.
Or I guess like, how do you see YouTube like moving forward?
I think Drew said this on the episode he did with you guys, but I think it was like, I think he summed it up perfectly where it's like YouTube is like the dream job for like a creative person. You can like make any videos you want and like make your own hours and you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. So I feel like I don't see for now or the next like foreseeable future, I don't see a world in like of me just stopping making YouTube videos because I still like having a lot of fun doing it and it's like super rewarding. If I start to hate it, maybe then I'll stop. But yeah. I definitely want to keep them both going. And I definitely, stand up is fun. Touring sucks a lot.
Yeah.
It's super shitty.
Yeah.
Because I'm always losing money at the casino. It's
yeah, the gambling is the part that sucks the most.
Yeah. Everything else is awesome.
Yeah.
No, I mean it's really hard being away from home, obviously.
Yeah.
Because like my wife and my dog, and it's like I'd much rather just hang out at home. But like obviously touring and like doing shows and developing an hour and like meeting fans and shit is like it's amazing, but it's tiring, especially I'm like almost 30 and it's like fuck man, I'm like,
when are you 30?
A couple months.
Oh, you May. Scared?
A little bit, not really.
Yeah,
I don't feel like anything's gonna change too much. I'm not really feel like I'm in my like I feel like when I say I'm in my 20s, it feels weird because I'm like, I just think about like me as like a 20-year-old and it's like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited to be 30, but I definitely want to keep doing YouTube for as long as I can. I mean, without being like weird. I don't know if if I was still doing like...
You're like 70.
Yeah, and like this TikTok guy is fucked.
Although now it's like, you can be any, like social media is for any age. There's like no...
Yeah, that's true. You could definitely, yeah, you could adapt your content, I guess. I could do like bird watching videos if I wanted to. Or,
yeah, and like there's tons of like old dudes on TikTok that like kill it.
True, yeah.
Because they're just like genuinely like charming.
True.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
And ladies too.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Like who's the grandma that's really funny? That's tons of them.
There's tons of, I can't even think because there's so many of them. You know? Yeah,
exactly.
Can't name just one, there's so many.
Yeah. that's my algorithm.
Funny grandmas.
Yeah, just grandma.
Hilarious old women.
I can't get enough of these ladies.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely want to keep doing stand-up and, you know, would love to, there's so much other stuff that I'd love to do, like acting would be cool too, but that's so scary also and like so time-consuming. I feel like it would take away a lot of time from stand-up and YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot. Just like...
What kind of stuff would you act in?
I did a lot of...
To act in.
Over the pandemic and stuff the last couple of years, I've done a lot of like self-tapes for like sitcoms.
Those are fun, right?
Oh yeah, they're awesome,
they're
man.
Awesome.
They're so cool. Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Productive use of time.
If I could just do those and hear no response every time
for the rest
of my life.
Love it.
Yeah.
They're always like, this is due in 4 hours.
Yeah,
hits your email and they're like, this is due in 4 hours. Like they're always casting movies like 4 hours before they start shooting
it's like
for some reason.
Going, like in Italy, they're
exactly. And then you're like, okay, fuck. And they're like, memorize this 5-page script.
Yep.
Get in front of your camera and perform it. So you do it like 7 times to get it right.
Right.
And then you sit down, and you edit the best takes. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh fuck, I got it done. Fuck yeah, I did it. I really think I have a shot.
And then you never hear.
You just send it to this void.
Yeah.
And it floats away.
And no one ever, I'm convinced no one ever fucking watches it.
I don't think anyone watches it.
No.
I think it's a prank.
I think so.
I think it's that show.
It's worse. I'd rather get fucking sucked out of a plane. Yeah.
It's a big conspiracy theory, you know?
Yeah.
They've already casted the actors.
Yeah.
It's Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, every
and
time.
And it's fucking,
Timothy
you know.
Chalamet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And all these casting directors are just jerking off. So all these fucking self-tapes. Yeah. Well, they think they're going to get the fucking job.
These fucking losers.
Yeah, I'm coming about this. Yeah. I've done a lot of those. I've done a lot of, like, voice ones for, like, animated shows. Done a lot of those. Sitcoms.
That's my dream.
That'd be so fun.
Have you gotten one of those or ever gotten, like, a callback or anything?
No.
Neither.
It sucks.
I
man.
Know, because that would be the dream.
It'd be so fun.
Be so fun.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Go into like a booth and just read lines.
Yeah.
And just fuck off. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And like not have to care about like what your face is doing or anything like that. You can just like be crazy and outlandish because
No one's looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I've done plenty of those, but you know, maybe one day it'll happen. Maybe it'll work out, but probably not.
Yeah.
So I've accepted it.
That's the problem with acting is it's just like you can't, it has to be, oh, I don't know. This is probably insensitive, but like for us, it has to be like more of a hobby where it's like you don't bank too much on like whether you're good or bad or whether you get something or not, because it's like totally 100% in other people's hands.
Yeah. You just have, you can just do your best and have to hope that you're like fucking,
maybe I'll get lucky.
Yeah. Maybe. You
know? Yeah.
I feel like literally that's all it is, but. I mean, I'm sure there are better actors than you and I, maybe, but
definitely, 100%.
Okay,
yeah, they probably are the ones getting the callback.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Jeff Goldblum's getting the callback.
Yeah, fucking. We should have asked him how he does it. And I don't think he does self tapes.
Do you do self tapes?
I'm sure he loves that question.
Yeah.
Dude. So how do I book something?
Any tips for?
And while you're at it. Like, how do I become good at playing jazz?
Any tips? I got like a notepad here. You can write it down. Yeah.
Do you have any roles you're casting for? Because I would love to.
Cats and Dogs too. I don't know.
I make a mean self-tape. If you want to see that ever, let me know.
We should do, someone's got to make self-tape the movie.
Yes. Ooh, oh my God. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And it's only shot in self-tapes.
And okay, are they... That's a great fucking idea.
Yeah, don't put that in. Don't put it in the Don't
put any of them. Trademark that, please. Trademark that immediately.
Trademark it.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, they beat us to it.
Okay, Cancel. Did you already trademark it?
I already paid $200K for it.
Oh, no. We're going to get sued.
Sorry, bro.
Okay. Oh, it's just a short. Oh,
all right. Can we copyright claim movies?
We make it an animated film.
Yeah.
So we can voice the character and do self-tapes at the same time.
Damn.
Wait, so if someone was doing dialogue in a scene with another person, it'd be two people in two different rooms self-taping
and they're their dialogue? Playing each character, each respective character to the script, and it plays out as you're doing like a table read, but it's just the characters in their bedrooms.
That's actually fucking hilarious.
That'd be sick.
Honestly, like someone on a serious budget
could do like, something really cool with
that. That's what I'm saying. Like, it could be like a sketch about someone making a low budget film that doesn't actually have any money,
right?
To film it, so they put out a casting call, get the self tapes, and then just edit it into the movie.
Yeah, true.
That's fucking hilarious.
Genius.
That's a really good idea.
Okay, nobody take that shit.
All right, cut that out.
Cut it out.
I'm already like, how would we do that?
A24 would pick that up for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, for sure. I just saw the trailer for that new one with Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
Zac Efron looks fucking weird in that.
Yeah. Good. The thing that fucking pissed me off about that shit, there was like leaked pictures of him filming.
So I saw those too, yeah.
And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He looks weird. And it's like, it's for a movie.
Yeah, it's supposed to look weird.
Yeah. You didn't just do that.
And honestly, 90% of it was the haircut.
Yeah, yeah, the haircut was gnarly.
People were like, whoa, dude, what the fuck is wrong?
Yeah, he's fucked.
He's fucked.
He went off the deep end.
Yeah.
Zac fucking Whack Efron.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly.
But then like the trailer came out and I saw so many articles being like, Zac Efron's new look and fans are raving about it. And it's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yep.
Just because now you see it in a nice trailer, you're like, okay.
Oh,
it was for a movie. It
makes sense. Yeah, I thought he was just walking around in a studio with a fucking bowl cut.
I forgot what actors did. Fuck. Yeah, that pissed me off. I saw that this morning at the airport and I got...
just pissed?
I got crossed about it. Yeah, I was arms crossed the whole time, yeah.
Oh, I could bomb an airline right now.
I could pull out my gun.
What a callback.
Holding my phone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like that.
I'm going to shoot the pilot.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to... Why are you going to LA? I'm shooting a pilot.
What are you supposed to shoot? 9/11?
Oh, that's so good.
I'm shooting.
God damn. Oh, fuck. One of the funniest things that's ever happened on this podcast.
Shooting a pilot.
Damn, dude. I'm going to watch your special now.
Yeah. That was way funnier than anything I say in this special. So. All
right, never mind.
Oh, my God.
That was so good.
I wonder if that's ever happened at like border security.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, that's something that people often probably say when they're flying to LA.
Yeah, shooting a pilot.
Shooting a pilot.
Because if specific. Someone was like...
or like someone coming back from a comedy gig, like, I bombed
it. Yeah. I guess both is bad, too. I fucking killed, man. Yeah. I killed everyone. True. It's crazy if a whole scenario played out where one border security officer, heard, I'm shooting a pilot so many times. It's like the girl cried wolf.
Yeah.
So, when someone's actually being dead serious, I'm going to shoot a pilot. He's like... go right ahead.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, best of luck.
Nice. Hey, Hollywood, right? You're going to be a big one to see it.
Nice prop gun. Have fun. Yeah.
Hey, good luck.
Don't forget about me when you're big and famous. That's crazy. How many days? It's really up to me. Gotta make my own schedule with it. That's crazy.
Oh, that's a bad joke. How long have we been going for?
Is it not going?
I think we're at about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to wrap it up on that. I mean, that's like
that's high point of the show.
It doesn't get any better than shoot a pilot.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, guys, thanks for watching. Check out what's the special called?
I didn't even say the title. My special is called Keep Busy. It is Keep Busy by Curtis Connor. It's going to be streaming November 10th on my website, curtisconnor.com. So, please.
I think that comes out the day this comes out. That's huge.
No,
that's fucking huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. November 10th. Go check it out. Yeah, today.
There you
go.
Check
it out today.
That's a big W.
Damn, let's go. Okay, yeah.
Huge. Wow, that is serendipitous as hell.
Once this episode's done, go buy my special. Watch it.
Yes.
Thank you.
This episode doesn't come out for another month.
Yeah, we got some time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the way we like to do things on this. We shoot things early.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
This Bigfoot shit's going to be. There might be a new Bigfoot. Just swap it out, I guess.
Tomorrow, new footage of 15 Bigfoot all together.
Oh, no.
Why didn't this come out yesterday?
Would you fly back out for us to cover that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, to cover more Big Feet? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, at this point, you will have been on the Zach and Waleed show a month ago.
That's fucked. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, they always do. They always fucking steal my guests, right?
Before. Oh, I've talked to Piona about it. Yeah.
He loves to do that.
Because we were booked in mind. Like, a couple hours after, Zach messaged me and was like, heard you're doing Cody. Come on in.
Wait, actually?
Yeah, I can show you the DM. He did say that.
Okay.
Zach, what the fuck? That's not cool.
In our weekly office meeting, his show is like, he gives updates before Insanely Chill. So he was like, yeah, we got Curtis Connor on. I'm like, what the fuck? I haven't said that we have Curtis Connor on, dude. So then it looks like I'm copying what he's doing.
That's so funny.
Dude, what the fuck,
this poaching game.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Okay, so.
He's fired.
Maybe you've heard all of this already, then.
Don't use any of this material on Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait, you still haven't shot it. Oh, because this is the first thing you did.
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, you have to make the shooting the pilot joke on their show so that it just doesn't land. And this one comes out.
Yeah. I go in hot with shooting a pilot.
Zach and Waleed are like, what? Like, oh, sorry. It was a.
Sorry,
it worked on another show.
Yeah.
It's a
callback that hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thank you, Curtis. I almost called you Connor.
Jeez. Damn. That's all right.
Connor.
On a last name basis.
Yeah.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it. Thank you, thank you, Curtis of House Connor.
Thank
I appreciate you.
Cody of House Co. Appreciate you having me. This
Thanks
was
for
fun.
Coming on. Great to see you. Great catching up.
Hell yeah.
And we'll see you guys next time.